Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
But once you do that, I mean, first of all, right there, that's a lot of your competitors are probably not doing that because they don't know or
Yeah,
work or
true.
whatever. So here, I'm always about how do we dominate, not just play to win? So right there, you're getting a leg up.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here, and welcome to episode number 28 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going? Thanks for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you tuning into the podcast here. Today, we're going to be diving into Google AdWords, and I am really happy to welcome my buddy Ryan Masters on the show. Now, I'm going to tell you all about Ryan here in just a second and specifically what we're going to be talking about. But first, I want to let you know that, look, I do this show for you. So I want to hear what you want for me to cover here on the show. If there's a topic that you'd like me to talk about, if there's an expert that you'd like me to get on the show, let me know. Shoot me a tweet at Rick Mulready is my Twitter handle. You can leave a comment over on the site, rickmulready.com. I mean, you can send me a smoke signal, whatever you want. Or better yet, let me know within a show review over on iTunes what you'd like to hear about on the show. Like I said, I do the show for you, so let me know what you want to hear. I have some great episodes coming up with a variety of different topics that I'm really excited about. But again, if there's something specifically that you'd like to hear about, feel free to let me know, and I'll do my best to cover it here on an upcoming episode. Now, on today's episode, as I mentioned, I've got Ryan Masters joining me to talk about Google AdWords. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the three foundational campaigns that every Google AdWords advertiser needs. Now, here's a little background about Ryan. 7 years ago, the business that Ryan's family owned only had $500 left to survive. So what did Ryan do? Well, what every entrepreneurial person would do, right? He built an e-commerce website from scratch. He dove into Google AdWords. And in 2012, the business was doing so well as a healthy six-figure business, they sold the business. He completely turned the business around so that his family was able to sell it a few years later. He's a certified Google partner and helps e-commerce owners grow and dominate online. In fact, one of his clients, sunshineyoga.com, for example, he helped them grow almost 3,000% in just over 4 years. He's also the founder and host of the YouTube channel Sparta Strength, which I will definitely link that that channel up in the show notes for you to check out. Definitely check his YouTube channel out. It's awesome. He has over 10 million views on his YouTube channel and over 100,000 subscribers worldwide there on the channel. He is a rock star there on YouTube. So here's specifically what we're going to get into during the episode today. We're going to talk about what those three foundational campaigns that every Google AdWords advertiser needs. We're going to talk about the one extra step that most people don't take when setting up their Google AdWords, yet this is the step that really separates those who are crushing it with AdWords and those who are just doing well with it. Really interesting topic there that Ryan brings up. We're going to talk about why even if your goal is to get leads and sales, it's a really smart strategy to also include branding-focused ads in your campaigns. And Ryan dives into that and why, really why that's important. He gives tricks for increasing sales if you're an e-commerce company. And you're also going to hear how Ryan got creative with Facebook ads to get a special date for New Year's Eve. I love that story. All that and a whole lot more today with Ryan Masters. All right, everybody, here's Ryan Masters. All right, Ryan, what's up, man? Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So we have a really fun conversation today. We're going to be covering AdWords, and specifically, we're going to be talking about the three foundational campaigns that every AdWords account needs. Now, we've covered AdWords a little bit so far here in the podcast since we get started, but we're going to dive into a little bit deeper today. But before we get going with that, we were at InfusionCon last week when we're recording this, and you told me a story about how you use Facebook ads earlier. I think it was around New Year's of 2014 going into 2015. How you, let's just say, very creatively use Facebook ads to get a date in Denver. And I love this story, and I'm going to put you on the spot. I got to have you tell the story.
Sure. So, you know, it was about December, November, and I was just like, hey, it was busy time for me, and I don't really drink a lot, or I don't go out to bars, and so it's just working a lot. You know, as an entrepreneur, you don't necessarily get out in the social scene. So I dance, and that's fun, but anyways, I want to get in front of the right girl and take her out on a date, and hopefully, you know, things go long term. And I was like, well, what's the best way, you know, to get in front of girls that we'd be, you know, share similar values with me? And it's like, oh, I could go to the gym and try to do that, but I have my own gym, and I know it's kind of, you know, girls don't like to get creeped on when they're at the gym working. So I was just running into roadblocks, and I was like, you know what, why don't I just use paid traffic? And
spoken from a true paid traffic person.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, let's view this from the paid traffic lens. I have target prospects, you know, not qualified prospects. And we're not talking about value. I'm just saying, you know, girls that I would match with and girls that I wouldn't, and vice versa. So how do I get in front of the most like qualified so that everybody wins and we save time? And I was like, oh, let me try running some Facebook ads. So I have a YouTube channel where I do, you know, so I have a film studio here. So I filmed a personal ad, and I was just like, hey, this is, you know, I know it's a little crazy to put on Facebook, but my name is Ryan Masters and I'm looking for my special someone, and just kind of went on a little bit about that. And then I targeted girls in Denver who were single, you know, a certain age range, had interests, you know, that were aligned with what I have. And the video started showing up in their news feed. So it was I was scared to do it. I'm not gonna lie, because I was like, oh no, I don't think anyone's done this before, and you're really putting yourself out there. But I was like, I think the right girl would appreciate it, and I knew either way, I knew I would learn a lot. I knew I would come away from the experience, and I would learn a lot. And
how many responses did you get to it for it?
I got a lot, a lot of messages and likes, and I mean, very thankful and appreciative, not what I expected. And I got a big boost, like the second day I ran it, the local news, Denver 9 News here picked it up, and actually I came into the studio and did a news interview. So that really helped boost the traffic as well.
And you did end up with a date out of it, going out dancing.
I did, yeah. Okay. Great date. It was an awesome New Year's Eve date. We went dancing. Beautiful girl, very sweet, amazing time.
Nice.
All worth it.
I love that story. Yeah. Now, however, we can't condone this, because this actually goes against Facebook's ad policies as far as, you know, they see it as a dating, like a dating type of, it's not a dating site, but it's a dating ad, which they are very, very protective of. So we don't condone this. This is something that probably would not get approved these days, especially with what's going on with Facebook ads. And, you know, they're cracking down on accounts and so forth, but that's an amazing story. Thanks for sharing it last week, and thanks for resharing it again here on the show.
Absolutely.
I love it. So let's jump into the AdWords. Let's do a complete 180 here and start talking about AdWords. So specifically, we were talking about, before we get going here, about the three foundational campaigns that every AdWords account needs. So what are those three things?
Yeah. So, you know, this is something that I've been doing for the last 7 years, and it started with my own, you know, family furniture company that I came into, and it was on the verge of bankruptcy. We had $500. That was it, in a sink or swim. And so I bought Perry Marshall's AdWords book and just stayed up all night studying and going through that, and was able to turn it around. So, and from there, just managing accounts. And, so the thing with AdWords is it's all about building campaigns on top of each other that build off of success, and not launching 5,000 campaigns at once, because then you're just going to have a nightmare and a headache. And you want to make sure you're getting good quality scores, good click-through rates, because Google's then going to reward you, send you more traffic at a cheaper price. So that's why I follow a very specific process. And so the first campaign is a brand campaign, which means people who are typing in, you know, your key, you know, the name of your company or the www.yourURL address, you want to target those keywords. And the reason for that, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, they're already going to come to my site, I don't need to pay for that traffic. And I would just challenge that that's not the right way to think about it. Where you want to think about it is, hey, you are, even if you're ranked number one for your own term, which you should be, there's still other options right below you. And there could be other paid ads. And so you want to push as many other options off the screen. Like, it's a battle there, and you want to take up that real estate. So you create your brand campaign, have your site extensions, your phone number, and plus some people, like, we're all in internet marketing, so we know how Google works, we know how AdWords works, but people, you know, most people don't. And so they don't, so a lot of people think the first result, like, is Google approved, like they're the best, you know. So you want to be up there, and if they see it twice, it's like, wow, Google must think this company is really great.
Yeah, there's a perception there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one reason. And then the other is, going back to what I was talking about, as far as you're going to get good click-through ratings and good conversions on those terms, and especially good click-through rate, and that's going to help your quality score, and that's also going to help your overall account quality score. So Google's going to say, okay, you know, these guys are delivering relevant ads to what people are looking for, so we're going to reward them by lowering their costs a little bit and sending them more traffic.
So the branding aspect of it that you're talking about right now kind of sets the, I think you mentioned it before, it's like you set the foundation of your house, essentially.
Yes.
Where it helps everything else that you're doing within the account, within your ads.
Exactly. And it also helps you too, as you build out, this is why we do it in this very specific way, as later on, when you build out more, more campaigns that are at the top of the funnel. So people who are typing, like, very broad keywords, like if they're just typing, you know, just like red shoes in your shoe store, like that's a broad keyword. Well, usually they'll type red shoes and then they'll type in a brand and then they'll come back and they'll type in a brand of shoes and then they'll come back and maybe type in your brand and convert on that last keyword. And so if you have that set up in AdWords, you'll be able to see that there was an assisted conversion there. So it just helps give you a better sense of how of the role that AdWords is playing in your sales.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. So one question before we move on to the second point is there, and this is sort of a kind of an overall general AdWords question, but do you sort of have a best practice for how many words and how many keywords that you put in to an ad group that you don't, like, you don't want to go over a certain number, or you don't want to get, you want to get at least a certain number of keywords or phrases?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, that's definitely one of those, like, if then and or statements. but generally, like, my approach, you know, in philosophy for managing these campaigns is to be able to be lightweight and move quick, because money is attracted to speed, and your ability to win in AdWords is how fast you can move. So I like to keep smaller number of keywords, definitely less than 50, usually less than 25, but maybe sometimes they're a little bit broader, because it doesn't help to have like 5,000 ad groups in an ad campaign, because now you're diluting the traffic to the ad copy, so it slows your ad testing process down. So anywhere, you know, anywhere from 1 to 50, that's a very generic, broad answer.
Sure.
But that's definitely like a case by case basis.
Okay. Cool. So let's move on to the second one. And so what's the second foundational campaign that we should be having? Well, and this one's not for everybody though, but this is definitely part of the foundation here.
Yeah. I mean, we'll switch it. I'll say the second. Well, yeah. So this one, the Google Shopping, if you're an online retailer, so you sell physical products, you should be using Google. You must be using Google Shopping. That is one of the best campaigns because not only does it show, you know, your product and pricing and product image right in the search results, so it pushes down the others and people are more likely to click on it and buy. But it also is a great spearhead campaign because Google matches those campaigns to the keywords that they think are relevant. You don't actually pick keywords for Google Shopping. Google scans your product feed and they use all their ninja data points and all the stuff they know, they creepily know about us to decide, you know, what product image to show. And they do a good job. You know, across all of my e-commerce clients, like that, this campaign is always strong ROI. So not only is that good, but it just, you find, it's a good phishing campaign to find converting keywords to target in your search campaigns.
Okay. Now that's only for somebody who has an e-commerce store online, not necessarily somebody who has a brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, if brick and mortar, as long as they ship stuff, but if it's just brick and mortar local, yeah, I don't think they have. Now, the Google's always changing, but I'm pretty sure they don't. I don't know. You know, they may have updated it so that they'd have to look into it. I don't know because I don't work with local retail
stores. Sure. Okay.
But I think I remember searching and seeing stuff like nearby. So it's very possible. I think you could.
Okay. So let's dive into the third one because I want to spend the most time here because this is the one where it's pretty mind blowing of what you're able to do right now as far as retargeting and remarketing goes when it comes to using Google's platform. So let's talk about that third foundation.
Right. Yeah. So the third one is remarketing and what I call behavioral remarketing. So there are two ways that you can set up remarketing as far as, you know, basically creating the little buckets of audiences that you want to run ads to. And most people just use the AdWords code and set it on their website and do it that way. But the better way and the ability to use behavioral marketing is to actually use Google Analytics. So there's some back work you have to do. You have to link your Analytics and AdWords account. You have to add a snippet of code to your Google Analytics, and then you have to turn on display features inside Analytics. But once you do that, I mean, first of all, right there, that's a lot of your competitors are probably not doing that because they don't know or work or whatever. So here, I'm always about how do we dominate, not just play to win. So right there, you're getting a leg up. But once you connect that bridge and enable that feature, now you can target people in a much, much more powerfully segmented way. So you can target people who visited your site and you can say, I only want to target people who visited two pages or more. You know, so anyone who visited one page and left right away, they might not be even remotely interested because they bounced at 100%. So you only target the people who stayed on. Or I only want to target people who viewed this page, and this page, but they didn't view this page. So you can create crazy buckets that get really detailed. Now there's a line, again, like you don't want to have a bucket where it's like, okay, there's only one person who did this in the last month. Like that's right. Too far. You know, you need at least 100. But people, a common one, since I do work with a lot of e-commerce companies, is people who visit the shopping cart. We target those versus people who visit the checkout page, which is a level deeper. So we bid more on those people because they were more likely to purchase. And both of those get higher bids than people who just visited the website and didn't even go to the cart because they weren't showing as much interest, you know?
So for the people who land on the, so that they, maybe they purchase something, you might want to show them an ad with a relevant product.
Yeah. If they purchase something, I'll exclude them from the other campaigns and they can get, there can be like, you could do like a thank you campaign where you're just, I mean, you don't want to say thanks for buying something and have a banner fall on. That'd probably be creepy, but it's more of like a reinforcement, where you could, you know, maybe have a campaign with testimonials. So a stick campaign basically. So people don't try to return the product.
Yep.
You can do upsells. So if you know people buy product X, they're also going to be interested in product Y. Well, then you can remarket to them with product Y. So you can get really, you know, really creative based on your offerings and the markets, the segments you're going after.
So you've been able to do that for a while on AdWords now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I mean, you could do this on Facebook now, but it's like Facebook is now catching up to some of this functionality that's been around for a long time with AdWords.
Yeah. And again, this is like, it's available in AdWords, but a lot of people, especially client, like, I'll just say whenever I do audits and look at accounts, like, they don't have this part set up. They have remarketing set up inside the AdWords dashboard, you know, side by itself. Mm-hmm. They haven't turned on behavioral remarketing with analytics, Google Analytics, and that's where you really have all those powerful features.
So what's the primary difference? I mean, you just explained the behavioral part, but what's the primary difference between those two? If somebody just has the AdWords section, you know, that retargeting setup, but not what you're talking about with the integration with analytics.
Yeah, if it's just the AdWords section, you can pretty much just target them based on what pages they saw. So that's still good. Mm-hmm. But with analytics, it opens all the other dimensions. So you can target them based on how many minutes they spent on your site, if they completed particular goals, how many pages they viewed on the site. You can do, you know, if and or. So if they visited this page and this page and that page, but not this page, so you can get really, really deep. And you can use custom dimensions. So if they watched a video for this length of time, they can get this type of ad. If they didn't watch the video, they can get this. It really pretty much anything is fair game if they did or didn't do on your site with gotcha. When you're using analytics.
And this is all this type of stuff that you go through with your clients?
Yes.
Okay. What type of person, like when you're talking about setting up analytics and linking them all, like, my head was exploding. Like, what type, if somebody wants that to happen with their account, but maybe they're not quite ready to do, you know, actually do an AdWords campaign, but they want to get stuff set up, is there a specific type of contractor, you know, can your quote unquote ordinary web person set something like this up, or is there a certain type of person that needs to, you know, with a specific knowledge set that they need to reach out to?
Yeah, I mean, at the basic level, just getting them talking to each other, you can probably get, you know, a contractor to figure it out. But the problem is if they're not familiar with Google Analytics remarketing, I mean, there's help files and stuff that they can go through. Mm-hmm. But when you get into, so just deploying the code and getting analytics and AdWords talking to each other, yeah, you can find people to do that. They're not going to be dime a dozen, but they're around.
Sure.
You know, we do that all the time, but setting up the second part is more strategic, where you're setting up those buckets. And that's something, yeah, it might be a little, that's going to be a case by case, because it's dependent on their business model and the traffic they're getting and all that. But if you just have the first part set up, you're at least, you know, you can start collecting the and storing the customers in your buckets.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the bucket, by buckets, you mean like you were saying, like people who come to your shopping cart, but don't actually check out.
Right.
Example.
Right, exactly. They call them, it's called audiences or lists. I mean, the term kind of varies depending on what platform you're using. But yeah, audience, lists, buckets, okay. Any one of those.
And this also goes with YouTube ads as well, right? I mean,
yes.
Everything you're talking about pertains to YouTube ads as well.
Yes, you can use, so the YouTube platform is, you know, it's a newer frontier for Google AdWords. Newer in the sense that people are just now coming around to it. I have a YouTube channel, so I've been using it for like, since what, 2011, and it's changed a lot and it's gotten a lot better, but the traffic there is pretty cheap because there's so much inventory, and YouTube's like the second largest search engine and there's a lot of traffic there. Mm-hmm. So you can use remarketing ads on YouTube based on, you know, where they visited on your site. So you can run videos or you can run display ads. It's pretty nice.
Is that how you built up is that one strategy that you use to build up your audience there on your channel?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I use the remarketing.
Okay, can you talk about that like real quick? Because like your YouTube channel is amazing. You have a great community there, huge audience, and I know that we haven't talked about, you know, when we've seen each other a couple times. We've talked about it a little bit, but can you get into that for a minute? Some of the strategies that you use to build up that the audience there.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's a little bit different as far as, you know, there the goal for me was to keep them in the YouTube ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So a big leverage point of that is the videos that you're making, you know, and what the call to action is in the video. So instead of me telling them, hey, go visit my website and download this free workout, I would say, hey, subscribe to this channel so you get free workout tips every week or something like that, and then drive paid traffic to those videos. So basically you create kind of like lead magnet videos to drive subscriber growth to your channel. And then also, if I had a video that I thought would be good in the sense that, you know, people would be interested in it, it was a popular keyword, then I would drive a lot of traffic to it in the beginning to try to seed it and get more organic traffic and get a better ranking for it.
Okay, so first of all, let's back up real quick and share what your channel is and what you're teaching on there.
Yeah, so my channel is Sparta Strength. So it's muscle building for guys, and it's definitely a different flavor. It's more, you know, not about necessarily bodybuilding, but it's more about developing the inner man, and your physique becomes a reflection of that by changing how you think and taking care of yourself and investing in yourself. And we have fun with it because I like, you know, the movie 300 and Gladiator and Spartacus and all that. So I have costumes from each of those movies and shows, and I wear those and just have a good time with it. So yeah, it's fun.
The videos are great. So let's go back to that real quick, because I think that's really interesting how you've done that. So you were using retargeting. Now, when you say retargeting, are you only retargeting within YouTube, or are you also doing like banner retargeting within Google system at all?
Yeah, no, just in YouTube, because so YouTube has two ad formats, in display, which are the little ones with little yellow ads in the top right when you're watching a video, and then in stream, which are like the pre-rolls before you watch a video. So, and those are the ones that are like, that there's a lot of shelf space, so it's cheap, and those are the ones I use. Like remarketing banners, usually, at least I've found, are much more expensive. So yeah, I've kept it inside the YouTube ecosphere.
So you see, you can retarget people who have watched a previous video. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, YouTube. So remarketing has a whole nother level of, a whole nother dimension when you get inside of YouTube.
Yeah.
You can link your YouTube account to your AdWords, and you can use YouTube remarketing, so you can target people based on if they liked a video, if they didn't like a video, if they unsubscribed, if they watched any video, if they commented on a video. So I mean, it's like, it's kind of creepy, but at the same time, it's very, as a marketer and advertiser, you're just like, yes, you know, it's very powerful,
really effective. Cool. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm not like, for example, so I was, you know, at one point I was running a campaign to build my subscriber base. And it's like, well, I don't want to target people who have already subscribed to my channel. So I put that as a negative list. So if they subscribe to my channel, they're not seeing my ad that says, hey, please subscribe to my channel.
Mm, yes. Gotcha. Okay. That's, I mean, we could go down a rabbit hole there. We have talked about YouTube remarketing on the show here, but I did want to bring it up, and I'm glad that you did start to bring it up. And I'm glad we got a chance to talk about it, because I think it's such an important strategy that is really effective. You've done a good job with it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's definitely it's very powerful, and you know, maybe sometime we can come back, because I'm actually getting ready to launch another YouTube channel, so maybe I'll come back with some data on how I used it, you know, for that.
Are you going to launch the one that we talked about last week?
Yeah, country dancing.
We are gonna, I'm definitely gonna have you back on. That's gonna be awesome. All right, so let's recap. So the three foundational campaigns that every AdWords account needs. Number one, the brand campaign.
Yep.
Number two, what is it called? Is it just the shopping cart?
Yeah, Google Shopping is what they call it. Google Shopping campaign.
Yep. Okay. And then the behavioral remarketing, linking up, making sure that your AdWords and the Google Analytics are linked up so that you can get really, really creative with your targeting and where people are going on your site and products that they're looking at and so forth.
Exactly.
Really good stuff. Ryan, where can people connect with you online?
If you go to squeezejuicemarketing.com, or you just plug in my name, Ryan Masters, on YouTube, you know, you'll see all kinds of videos come up. But Squeeze Juice Marketing is the marketing site. And I have some more training videos and stuff on my own channel. I think it's just under my name, Ryan Masters, where I have, you know, I talk about YouTube and AdWords and all that.
Okay. Awesome. We'll find it and we'll link it up in the show notes for today's episode. Ryan, this has been really great. This is not a topic that we've really covered a whole lot of here in the show. So I'm really glad that we got to dive into it today, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, Rick. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right. Some really interesting AdWords strategies there from Ryan. I particularly think the behavioral remarketing that he was talking about, where you're hooking up your Google Analytics to your AdWords account, that's super ninja. I really love that strategy. If you'd like to get in touch with Ryan, I put the links to get to connect with him and all the links that we talked about during the episode today over on the show notes page. And that includes his YouTube channel, Sparta Strength, which you should definitely check out the show notes page for today's episode is rickmulready.com/28. That's the number 28. Also, shifting gears a little bit, if you're looking to learn Facebook ads, if you're a total newbie looking to get started, maybe you're just now getting started building your email list, and maybe you're not getting a ton of traffic to your website yet, I've got a free Facebook ads streaming online workshop for you. It's called Facebook Ads for Beginners, How to Create Killer Facebook Ads on Less Than $10 a Day. You can go to fbadsfornewbies.com/webinar. Again, fbadsfornewbies.com/webinar. I'll be sure and link that up in the show notes page as well. And you go to that link and you can sign up for a time and date that works best for you. All right, that's all for today's episode. I've got another great one coming up for you in episode number 29. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.